السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is our 30th lesson, and our topic for today is Hilmun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the restraint shown by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the Battle of Uhud. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak tooth is shaheed. The blood of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the most precious in the entire universe, is bleeding, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in that month of Shawwal, in the third year of the Hijrah, whilst the battle of Uhud is going on, still making dua, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi, O Almighty Allah, you forgive my people, fa innahum la ya'lamun, they do not know what they are doing. This is the restraint and the hilm and the perseverance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second incident, an Arabi, a Bedouin, comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and drags and pulls the shawl Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It left a mark on the Mubarak neck of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that I have come with these two camels of mine and you must give me wealth. This wealth does not belong to you, but it belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine, these type of words were spoken by this Bedouin. He was not a person well educated or refined. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Al-malu malullah wa ana abduhu. Yes, the wealth is that of Almighty Allah. I am the servant and the slave of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told and instructed the Sahaba, place on one of the camels the barley and on other one the dates. So this was the kamal, this was the sublime character of Mustafa Nabi Yunus sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a Jew. The Jew's name was Zaid bin Sa'na. He was one of the rabbis of the Jewish faith. He came to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pulled him by the shawl, and he demanded this debt must be paid. And he told Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innakum ya bani Abdul Muttalib mutillun," that you are people who always delay and you don't want to pay your debts on time and so forth. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was infuriated and used some harsh words against him. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was smiling, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is looking at all this. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Umar, pay him whatever is due and give him 20 saw, meaning a certain amount extra as well, and that is from my side. And this person, Zaid bin Sa'ana, says that there were certain alamats and signs of a Nabi, and I wanted to test this Nabi, and one sign was his hilm, his restraint, his perseverance will always be outstanding. And today I came to test it, and I found the Master alayhi salatu salam excelling in that quality, and this is what led to him, that is the Jew, the Rabbi Zaid bin Sa'ana, leaving the Jewish faith, though he was a rabbi, and embracing the message of the Messenger Mustafa Nabi Yunus sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this teaches us Hilmun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, a munafiq, Dhul Khuwaisira, came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that you are not doing true justice. Only people who are munafiqeen could speak these type of words. Afterwards, they made tawbah, is different story. But at that time, to utter words like this was a sign of hypocrisy. Nevertheless, Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him, "Wayhak, woe to you." He told Nabi alayhi salam, "You are not exercising justice." Hence, Nabi alayhi salam said, "Woe to you, فَمَنْ يَعْدِلْ إِلَّمْ أَعْدِلْ Who will do justice if I don't do justice? So in that way, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the precedent for humanity and posterity. May Almighty Allah jalla wala guide us at all times and all places. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ